Robert Anton Wilson, assassinated at 75, 12th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Texas School Book Depository, Dallas, Texas, Thursday, UN 23 reporting. Humble scribe Robert Anton Wilson leveled up his Monterey Bay Mansion Thursday morning at 5:23 a.m. From working as a freelancer throughout the 1950s, Wilson moved to Dallas, Texas in 1960 and worked for the Dallas Times-Herald as a staff reporter. In 1964, he won the Pennington Prize for his series of stories on John F. Kennedy's brain, which he believed firmly established had accidentally been eaten as lunch on board Air Force One, an incident Lyndon B. Johnson had sought to downplay. Novels followed, and he achieved global fame in the 1970s with his shocking and illuminating expose of the Foundation. Although top secrets of the Foundation were cut from the books where the printer needed to cut the number of pages. His 1980s follow-up exposing the second Foundation, set up to monitor the first, was not as successful, and his 1990s attempts to explain the Foundation in terms of his 1950s robot stories was largely considered implausible. Wilson was distressed to see his works filed under fiction or New Age rather than journalism, but his work shed light into the Foundation's activities and was justified, if nothing else, by the sheer number of cows' lives saved. On the record denials from the Foundation that it ever existed aside, Wilson was still highly respected and made frequent appearances on talk shows. He also wrote of the Third and Fourth Foundations, and apparently of another. Robert Anton Wilson remained a marked man for the rest of his life, but knew he was safe as the Foundation would wait for the numerologically most auspicious time and date in order to kill him, leading to his first death on, according to reliable sources, February 22, 1994. Thankfully, he got better. Death came quickly after a long annoyance. Wilson's last words were, quote, "Hold on, I've just worked out how I might follow Schrodinger's cat to the trick Top Hat universe. Just a moment," unquote. Wilson will be cremated by Bill Drummond next week in a ceremony. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.